Hi, this is Fred Ronstadt.
And I'm his little brother, Jeff.
Have you had enough of all the complaining?
If you listen to the Fred and Jeff Show on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 here on 1330 The Jolt, we're pretty sure that you'll not only feel better about living in the old Pueblo.
You'll also get to meet some of the people that make Tucson a great place to live.
The people, places, events, and history that remind you why you love living in the Sunshine Factory.
And an occasional tip on where you can buy a great cigar.
Thanks, Fred.
So tune in to the Fred and Jeff Show Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
Good afternoon, Tucson. This is the Fred and Jeff Show, and this is Fred Ronstadt here with my little brother,
Jeff. Thank you very much, Fred.
You still chewing your gum?
I am. I maybe we need to take a poll to find out if it's appropriate to chew gum while you're on the air. Now, I know the nuns at Saints Peter and Paul would not appreciate that.
No, they would not.
But
they're not there anymore, so it doesn't matter.
So I'm chewing away.
I gotta tell you, the intro, Joel Caton here at The Jolt created this intro for us, and I think it's so cool. And I like, we dance before the mics actually are turned on.
Is that what you call that?
Yeah, that's what I call that.
I'm sure nobody out there knows that you like to stand during our broadcast.
Yeah, because it opens up the diaphragm. I could speak, or I have more air to speak, whether I can speak clearly or not. That's actually a disproven every week.
Well, but the point that I was going to bring up was you kind of look like one of the chipmunks on Alvin and the Chipmunk as the songs come on and you're kind of doing that.
That's the gopher from Caddyshack.
Maybe you're right.
That's it. Well, welcome to the show. This is the 20-something show.
Fast, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've been doing this for a few months and having a great time. We want to thank our sponsors.
All of our sponsors. From the folks at H&S Garden, Ben and Evelyn over there, to Barker Morrissey Contracting, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Five Star Pest Control, Temco Air Environmental, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and of course, your friends at
Ronstadt Insurance.
Thank you very much,
Frank. Actually, you also have to remember our newest sponsor, Tucson Roller Derby.
That's right. How did that go last week?
It was pretty good. It was really cool because they were actually tweeting and Facebooking the scores as the matches progressed. And it was pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah, they had a good time.
And they're posting some of those highlights on YouTube too, aren't they?
Yeah, this was actually the first intrastate conference tournament.
Roller Derby tournament.
Yeah.
That's great.
That is great.
I'm sure they had a packed house and a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
So now, we got a lot of things to talk about on the show today.
Yeah, usually Jeff and I will burn about 10 minutes right now.
Yeah, just blathering on. Hey, Fred, how about that? I like your pants. Look at the sun. Look at the clouds.
No, we got a lot of stuff to do because we're talking Aztec football.
Aztec football, ladies
and gentlemen.
We're talking
Oktoberfest.
That's right.
And we're talking about the Optimists.
That's correct.
And we have a whole bunch of people in the studio with us, along with a big pan of bratwurst and sauerkraut.
I know. We got to get to that.
Well, we got to get to it fast. So let's get to our first guest, who is Paul Nugent Pat Nugent from Pima College, and who is the head coach of the Pima College Aztecs.
How you doing, Coach Nugent?
Good. Hi, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for getting out of practice to talk to us. We're pretty excited about your program this year.
Yeah, we're moving forward. It's a tough fall, but we've had a good team this year. We're really moving forward, and kids are really playing real hard. And we had a tough defeat this weekend, but we're excited about playing Scottsdale this Saturday night.
So tell us about the game Saturday night.
Well, we're doing a big promotional. We're having a fireworks show afterwards, kind of Toro's baseball a little bit to kind of promote Pima football. U of A is off this weekend, so we thought it'd be a great weekend to have people know what Pima football is all about. I think a lot of people aren't sure about junior college, and it's a high level of play, and we're really excited to get the word out, and we've got a real good team this year, so hopefully people come out and see some Tucson kids play this year.
Well, Coach, talk about having a good team. Fred and I understand that one of your players was the Junior College Defensive Player of the Week a couple weeks back.
Yeah, national attention.
Yeah.
National attention.
Yeah, tell us about that kid. That kid must be a stud.
I know him a little bit. Griffin Ronstadt, one of my former CDO players. I think you know that young man. He had a terrific start. He's doing a great job for us this year. He's one of our team captains and starting free safety. First week against Phoenix College, he had two interceptions and led Pima College to their first victory in 3 years. So it was a big got him a nationally recognized player of the year, player of the week. So probably the first time Pima Vastex has ever had that in about 5 or 6 years. So
he's doing
a great job.
That's great. We love it when when a kid like Griff gets recognition like that, because he not only is a good kid, but he's very, very quiet. He's not one of those roosters out there that strut around. I'm sure he just goes about his business and does the best job he can.
He does. I mean, Griffin's one of those kids. He doesn't look the part. He's a great young man. He does a great job in the classroom, and he plays hard at a lot of kids in this world that have the talent. But Griffin's got the ability. He flies around the football field, makes play. Obviously had a great high school career at CDO, and I think he's going to have a bright future wherever he ends up.
Thanks, Coach. Well, listen, tell us a little bit about the program. You guys are playing this Saturday night at TEP. You got fireworks after the game. You're playing Scottsdale Community College. And what can we expect to see out of the Aztecs this weekend? Are you guys pass heavy? You got a strong defense? Tell our listeners a little bit about your program.
Tell you what, we got a nice group. We got three young quarterbacks that we're kind of platooning a little bit. Two guys that split the wealth a little bit. But we've got six running backs this year that have just been outstanding. Two young men from Phoenix, all-state players up in Phoenix that we were able to pull down in Tucson. And, we're real excited about that. So we're kind of probably a little bit more run pass, but I think Scottsdale is going to be a team that's going to throw the ball about 50 times this week, and our defense is going to be coming after them. We're really blitz heavy, and we think it's going to be a great football game. Like I said, we finally got an opportunity to have a home. We don't have a stadium here at Pima College, so we're able to use Tucson Electric Park, which we negotiated a little bit last year, two games there last year, but our whole home schedule this year will be there. And it's really it's a different football environment, but it's a great night to be out there, and hopefully we'll have success, and we'll have a great fireworks show after the game.
Well, we're looking forward to a Pima win this weekend, Coach.
And we hope so. We're 2-2 right now, and like I said, it's been a building process here at Pima, and we think we're moving forward, and we're real excited to go get one this weekend.
Well, I got to tell you, you've got a lot of folks behind you cheering for you because of all the young Tucson kids, all the the freshman and sophomore you got out there. A lot of your kids are from Tucson. You don't have many kids from out of state, do you?
Well, we have a couple, but here at Pima, we don't allow to offer scholarships out of state kids, so it's a state recruiting process. And Tucson's got a million people, and we're out there trying to hit all of our high schools. And every Friday night, myself and the coaches are out there looking at local talent. And majority of our kids, I think 60 kids on the team. We got 84 guys on our roster right now.
Wow.
60 of those kids are Southern Arizona guys. And I think we have 12 out-of-state kids and a bunch of Phoenix guys.
So we want the community to get behind you guys and root for the Pima Aztecs because not only are these young kids, they're all obviously freshmen and sophomore, but the great majority of them are local kids. And
that's right.
And
yeah.
Tucson, funny enough, Tucson, Southern Arizona produces some pretty good football players.
We do. And then, you see CDO High School obviously has Kadeem Carey, and that's just one of a lot of kids that are just they're not looked at too often by the Division I programs because, Tucson's not the big metropolis like Phoenix is, but I think there's a lot of talent. I think when I took the job, we felt we could win with some of the Tucson guys, but, it's a mixture. We've got to get some Phoenix kids, we've got to get some out-of-town kids, and build the program the right way, but definitely local talent is what we need, and we're hoping the high schools get better and better here and build our program the way we need to.
Well, Coach, thanks for everything you do for Southern Arizona football. And congratulations on that first win. Get you off the schneid a couple weeks ago. And we hope many, many, many more wins this year and years to follow.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. That was a nice one to get off that losing streak we had. But we're excited. And like I said, I hope we do have many more to come. And Pima football hopefully will be around for a little bit while.
Yeah, that's great. And we're excited for you. And remember, folks, the Pima Aztecs this weekend at TEP. What time's kickoff, Coach?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. kickoff, and following the game is a big fireworks show. So fireworks in September, October, that's you don't see that a lot in Tucson unless someone's getting married, right?
That's it. It'll be a beautiful night in Tucson and watch some fireworks.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck.
Okay, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Cool. We'll be right back talking Oktoberfest, Bratwurst, and the Optimists.
Go Pima football.
Sit back, take off your coat, baby girl, get it on tonight.
What are some of the simple ways five-stars treatments last longer?
The simplest place to start was the water. The city water supply is treated with chemicals like chlorine. Chlorine can begin to break down the chemicals, before they're even applied.
At Five Star, we use only purified water to mix all of our materials for termite and pest control. This is just the first step in making Five Star's treatments last longer than other companies.
For longer-lasting termite and pest control protection, trust Five Star, 886-0045.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
This is Lamont Hundley with Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. A heart rate monitor tracks your fitness training level to help you achieve your maximum results. If you're going too easy or pushing too hard, the heart rate monitor will prompt you to either slow down or speed up. This guidance makes it very easy to stay in your target zone, and it helps you to get the most out of your workout. The monitor, it includes a chest strap that is worn very comfortably around the chest area, and a watch that displays this information. It's like having a coach on your wrist. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff Fitness Tips.
Do you know?
Of course I know who this is.
Who is it?
This is the Santa Cruz River Band. It's the title is, I think, it's My Tucson, and it's sung in Spanish, in Tohonorom, in English.
Very cool.
Yeah, so this is the Tohonorom part.
All right. Where did you find this?
Actually, Ted Ramirez is the official troubadour of Tucson, and he gave me a copy of this probably about 10 years ago.
Did Ted name himself the official troubadour of Tucson?
No, he was named the official troubadour by the city council. There's actually a proclamation.
And oh, that's very cool.
He is the official troubadour.
All right. Is that a lifetime?
Well, I think the next, it changes when somebody else finds favor with the council. So it could be the Wyatts. I don't
All
know.
Right.
You know,
well, that's okay. That's a great song.
Yeah, so it's actually the Santa Cruz River Band, and it's Ted's band.
All right. Well, welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. And, you know, that was just a little sampling of all the local music that we play during the, you know, the coming in and the going out of the commercials, the buffers, as we call them.
You know, unfortunately, this is the thing you always harass me about. So for
I haven't harassed you about that for weeks.
I know, because I got all the music in.
Right.
But since we're talking Oktoberfest, we need the polka band.
Oh, yeah. What happened to the Oompa stuff,
yeah,
Fred?
I dropped the ball on that. So I was providing you with
providing me with the opportunity to give you a hard time. Yeah. I appreciate that.
But we could go back to Joe Cocker again.
No. No, that's enough of that. So we've got guests. Let's talk to our guests.
All right. So you're taking your gum out.
Yeah, it's got no more flavor in it.
Okay.
So I'm not taking it out because you told me to take it out.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt here with my brother, Jeff.
Hello.
And you can visit us at our electronic companion, which is fredandjeff.com, where you will find all sorts of fun pictures. We just took a couple a minute ago, so you'll get to see the guests who are here. We should take some pictures of the bratwurst too. You'll find old shows. You can listen to all the old programs and see all sorts of events that we got linked up to the page.
Absolutely.
But speaking of events, we have one coming up this weekend, which is Oktoberfest. And in the studio with us is Tom Hogan. He's with the Uptown Optimist Club, and he's the event coordinator and chief Oktoberfest guru.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, good.
With you guys. Yes, this weekend we have a fantastic event. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's the Oktoberfest. Even though it starts on September 30th, it's still the Oktoberfest, October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. So High Corbett, our ninth annual event, and we're very pleased to have this event.
Now, have you guys been doing this event all 9 years?
Absolutely. So, since 2002.
All right.
Now, a different organization had it before then, so this is you know, a long-standing event, but the Optimist has been running it since 2000.
Exactly, right.
How long has Oktoberfest been around in Tucson?
I think Oktoberfest has been around in Tucson probably since 1986 or before, and it was probably started by Budweiser, the Budweiser folks.
Okay, just another opportunity to sell some more beer.
Right.
Good times.
Well, that's what Germany's all about, is
but
beer.
But now it's done by Finley.
All right.
So Finley Distributors, our friends over at Finley.
That's exactly right. The St. Pauli Grill people, dark and non-alcoholic. And Pauliner Oktoberfest brew. And we have Pauliner Hefeweizen. In fact, I'm going to refer to you guys.
Hefeweizen?
Yeah. Isn't that fabulous?
And, I've been there. I've tasted it. It's
and
good stuff.
Miller, which is Miller something that a lot of us locals are used to.
All right. So tell us about, you guys are out there raising money for what?
For our Optimist clubs. But the thing is, we raise money in a lot of ways for this event. For example, the Tucson Police Officers Association. Here's a group of people who volunteer their time. So we write a check to the Tucson Police Officers Association, and then they spend their money the same way probably the Optimists do. It's a great opportunity for the Community Food Bank to come on out and pick up 2.5 tons of food.
Wow!
So the Community Food Bank is out there.
So you're a pickup, or a drop-off point for the food bank.
Absolutely. In fact, on Thursdays, if you bring 3 cans of food, you get in free. So we encourage Thursday participation. Come on out on Thursday and bring your 3 cans of food for the Community Food Bank. That's Thursday, October 1st, and get in free.
That's outstanding.
Absolutely.
And what you said, 2.5 tons of food?
2.5 tons of food.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. And it's just, that's even before the Optimists make any money. I mean, you know, we give away booths for free, and in some cases we charge less to certain nonprofit organizations based on an availability. And so many folks contact us that it's hard to fit everybody in. And so it's just like pretty much a first come, first serve.
But okay, so let's take a step back. I've never been to Oktoberfest. And when I walk,
I'm shocked.
Well, I have been to Oktoberfest, but let's pretend.
Oh, okay.
Let's pretend. I'm someone from Nebraska who's just moved to Tucson.
Right.
Never been to Oktoberfest.
Right.
Listening to the Fred and Jeff show, think, hey, that sounds like a great thing to do.
It's
bring my 3 cans down to Hike Orbit.
Right.
And what do I see?
Well, when you get there, you walk into Hike Orbit Field. And when you get there, they're going to probably ID you. They're going to ask you if you want to drink or not.
Right.
And so we'll ask for your identification. And if
so
you're going
to
drink.
So it's an all-ages event.
It's an all-ages. This is the beauty of this event.
Mm-hmm.
It's a family festival-style event. Not only is our food exceptional, and not only do we have bratwurst and sauerkraut and the German food, but we also have Greek food. You know, last year we had the Greek Fest in town. So if you missed it, come on out, because we have some of the same food venue that they serve there.
So it's really multicultural event.
It's a multicultural event.
Okay.
We have Irish food, and we have just the regular hamburgers and hot dogs and
American food.
American. We have corn on the cob.
That's kind of a universal food.
And then we have caramelized popcorn.
We have
kids type of food.
So I come into the front door.
Cotton candy.
I get ID'd. They give me a wristband
so I can have
a beer.
Yes.
And I see tons of food booths all over the place.
Well, you have to walk in and you have to pass. I think the Kiwanis, we even let them in and sell their tickets for their raffle for their car.
Right.
I mean, that's how cool the Optimists
are. Oh, no. You know who you're letting sell the raffle tickets for their car?
Who is it?
The Rotary Club.
It's the Rotary Club.
I'm in that Rotary Club. Yeah, the Rotary Club.
You're
going to
be out there. There you go.
We're doing a Rotary for a 97 Corvette or $10,000. Because Rotary Club's having a car show in a couple of weeks.
And we're pleased to have Rotary out there, and it's their second year.
It is a great, great, great thing that you guys let Rotary come out and participate in your event. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And
you're welcome.
So you see the Rotary guys there. You give them $5 for their raffle ticket.
You give them $5 for their raffle ticket. You walk past those guys, and you enter in the stadium. You could either enter through the stadium, you know, through the stands, and or you can come around by the volunteer area, and you're going to be confronted with the soapbox derby cars. And here's an opportunity for the first time ever. 9 years we've been doing this. We do the Soapbox Derby here in town. That's where kids can ride on soapboxes down a hill and race
right.
to the end
right.
without a motor. Well, you get an opportunity, or kids get the opportunity, to drive their cars down there to take off.
So these are cars that kids have built and are bringing to participate?
No, or these are cars you guys have. That we have,
okay.
Because these are, kids can build their own cars, and many do
right.
for our event.
Right.
But we have a stock of about 20 cars. So if anybody wants to participate, they can contact the Uptown Optimist Club and say, "Hey, I have a. If you've got an extra car, I have a rider."
All right.
So when we have that event in the spring.
Now, so at Oktoberfest,
yeah.
So at the kids are driving the cars all day, all night.
They're riding down the ramp, and they get to brake real hard and. We're going to see what happens this year.
That's great.
But it's going to be a lot of fun. And then you experience the kids area. And then you experience the food area. And then the kids area is absolutely fabulous. You can buy a wristband for a specific dollar amount. And I don't know what that is right now.
Wait, but you run the event.
It's not that expensive. Well, gosh darn it.
Commit.
And then, you can come on out, and it's like you're in this little German village, because we can off in the distance we have probably 40 to 100 arts and crafts booths, and we have
okay. Now wait a minute. Let's stop there. 40 to 100 arts and crafts booths.
Right.
Making. Give me an idea.
Making yeah. money for the Optimist Club.
No, I mean, what kind of crafts are they doing? I mean,
oh, okay.
Just everything for kids.
I was wondering about that. Okay, so yeah, no, they make, like some of them sell jewelry. You can actually come out this year, and I believe it's a first. You can actually sample salsas that are being sold in jars.
Great.
So not only could you get jewelry, or you can get your face painted, or you can buy a 10-gallon hat, or you can...
You got local artisans.
And also people from around the area who frequent these type of arts and crafts shows.
That's great.
It's fabulous.
Great. So food, fun for the kids, craft shows.
Kids.
My wife is the big, she sees a craft show, we pull over and we go right in, you know, whether it's St. Phillips or, you know, in Wilcox, we're stopping.
Right.
So craft shows, kids stuff, fabulous food. Tell us
fabulous
about the music.
Food. The entertainment. The entertainment is world class, and I say that because it is. We have Rusty and Hildegard from the Hofbrauhaus Band. Now, the Hofbrauhaus Band has been playing in the States for years. Rusty was in World War II, where he met Hildegard, brought her back. These folks are still oompa-pying, and they're fabulous. And yodeling, she is a fantastic yodeler, a world class yodeler. And we have. Also, Bob and Ann, who Bob plays the bagpipes, and he is the most fantastic bagpipe player, tied in with the Tucson Fire Department. He's actually taught many Tucson firefighters to play the bagpipes.
Oh, that's outstanding. Okay, we got a minute. We got less than a minute before we have to take a news break. So just to wrap up, Oktoberfest starting Thursday.
Starting Thursday.
In 2 days.
September 30th
at
from
High
6
Corbett.
P.m. to 10 p.m. High Corbett Field, Friday, October 1st from 12 noon to 11 p.m., Saturday, October 2nd from 11 to 11, and Sunday, October 3rd from noon to 5.
How do people get tickets? Can they just
walk to the door? Or you can go online if you want a four-day
pass.
What's
the website?
It's TucsonOktoberfest.org.
All right. We'll see you guys all on the other side of the break. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
This is Tucson's Jolt.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
KJLL, South Tucson.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. The U.S. Court of Appeals has permanently lifted an injunction against using taxpayer money to fund embryonic stem cell research. CNN's Bill Mears reports the issue is far from settled.
This is a stopgap measure that basically doesn't really resolve the larger constitutional issues that are going to be decided by a federal appeals court and probably the Supreme Court in coming months.
A lower court judge ruled that Congress had forbidden federal funding.
A gunman who fired shots on the University of Texas campus in Austin before killing himself has been identified as a 19-year-old mathematics major. There's still no indication what prompted Colton Tooley's shooting spree. No one else was hurt. The State Department confirms a delegation from Oman is in Iran seeking freedom for two U.S. hikers. A third hiker was released recently. And former President Jimmy Carter is expected to be released from a Cleveland hospital on Wednesday. He was hospitalized Tuesday with an upset stomach. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
This message is for the dogs in the car. For the schnauzers, the huskies, the labradoodles, the pugs. I have good news. CSX trains take 1 million tons of freight off the highways each day, relieving traffic congestion and opening up the roads. So stick your heads out those windows, hang out your fat tongues, and ride the wind, doggies. Ride the wind. CSX, how tomorrow moves. To find out more, go to CSX.com.
Total customer care. That's what makes Midas different. It's how we get to know you and your car, explain things in a way you'll understand, and give you service and repair options that respect your budget. From routine maintenance like oil changes, tires, and brakes, to advanced engine diagnostics and major system repair. Come to Midas and see the difference Total Customer Care can make. People and prices you can trust. That's the Midas touch.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's mightiest. Located at 22nd and Craycroft, open 7 days a week, Charlie's is a full-service comic shop. New comics, back issues, all your collecting supplies, action figures, t-shirts, and more. No subscription too small. Monthly shipping available. Call 320-0279. That's 320-0279. Or click on charliescomics.com. Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's mightiest.
Duffield, Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher, PC is a preeminent law firm whose attorneys serve Southern Arizona's community in practice areas of estate planning, probate and trust administration, elder law, guardianship and conservationships, business formation and real estate transactions. Our goal is to provide the highest quality legal services to you and your business in a timely fashion. We welcome the opportunity to talk to you to discuss how we may be of service. There are two Duffield, Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher, PC locations. The main office located in Northwest Tucson at Lawn Cantata Mall on Sunrise Drive. The Green Valley located in Green Valley Village. The Tucson office number is 792-1181. Web address is duffieldlaw.com.
May I light that cigar for you, sir?
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. I am Jeff Ronstadt with my brother who's got a mouthful of bratwurst.
No, I finished.
Fred!
I was actually ready. I was ready to go.
I heard that cigar thing light up and I'm like, oh my God, we're on! Oh, wow.
This is Fred and Jeff Show and we are enjoying some wonderful bratwurst.
Yes, we are.
Anybody who shows up to Oktoberfest beginning this Thursday is going to enjoy as well. But this point of the show is the cigar of the weekend. As that little intro suggested, it's time to light up a cigar and talk to Big Mike. Big Mike, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Good evening.
Good evening, Big Mike.
So what's the best cigar to go with the brat over at Oktoberfest?
Well, obviously, it's the one I'm talking about today. Right now, what other cigar is there?
That's right. So what is the cigar of the week?
Mike, that was very good. I'm proud of you.
You know what? Actually, this cigar would go good with it. Because I stepped it up a notch, and last week we're just ending, as of yesterday, the CAO MX2. I stepped it up a little and went to the CAO LX2, the double Ligero, which is going to hold up well because it's a full-bodied cigar with the body and flavor of that bratwurst Fred is chowing on right now.
You know, I had the MX2 last week, and it was a wonderful cigar. The LX2, I've had that before, too. And
it's a fuller-bodied cigar, Fred, reason being the L standing for Ligero. So it's the Ligero tobacco. It's got a more of a bold, muscular structure to it, which gives it a lot of zip to this cigar.
It must be a good cigar because when you introduced it, Fred's eyes rolled back in his head like, heavenly cigar.
You sure that wasn't the bratwurst?
I don't know, maybe.
No, okay. It was a cigar.
Okay, cool. It's a great tasting cigar, and the wrapper itself is a sun-grown Nicaraguan, and it's grown just outside of Condega, Nicaragua, in Esteli. And the binder is Honduran, and the filler has three different Ligero leaves from Nicaragua and the Dominican Republic, and that's what gives it its little zippiness.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's a great little cigar. As usual, it's the buy three, get one free. And it comes, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, and where do they have to go to get that smoking deal?
All they have to do is come by the shop. And we are located at 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124. And our phone number is 747-4807.
And how many sizes does that stick come in?
Well, I've got it. It comes in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sizes.
Very nice.
Yeah, everything from Big Gordo, which is 6x60, down to a little 5-pack in a tin. They're called Little Razors, and they're little 4x38s.
6x60?
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's called the Gordo. Okay. It's a big cigar.
But I know we don't have much time left, Mike, but I want to know, how long would it take the average cigar smoker to smoke one of those Gordos?
Hour and a half to 2 hours.
Yeah, that's a tasty one.
That is that's a commitment. That's like a marriage.
Yeah, if you take your time with it, you could stretch it out to 2 hours. But most guys will probably finish in an hour, hour and a half.
Whew. All right.
All right, thanks, Mike. And that's the cigar of the week, the CAO LX2.
Mike, have a great week.
Hey, thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
This is Lamont Hundley from Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. When it comes to your personal exercise routine, balance should be the most important ingredient. It's easy to lose track of time during a workout. Often we end up doing more strength training, then your cardio gets shortened, and there's no time to stretch. Balance is always the key to fitness success. You need an accurate portion of cardiovascular and respiratory improvement exercises, strength training, and always stretch before or after the workout. Just as a balanced diet is important in your nutrition, a balanced workout would help you achieve greater results. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff fitness tips.
A made-to-order, providing Tucson with quality housekeeping service since 1988. We can handle all your house cleaning needs, from one-time, move-outs, weekly, monthly, and on-call service available at your request. Our housekeepers are trained to make your house sparkle and shine. A made-to-order is even open on Saturdays, and credit cards are welcome. Let a made-to-order show you what we can do for you. 790-3195, 790-3195. A made-to-order, woman-owned and detail-focused.
Power Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Why did Temco Air Environmental win the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award?
We do what we say we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, at the price we quoted.
Check us out with the Better Business Bureau or the Registrar of Contractors.
Temco Air Environmental, for all your heating and cooling needs.
Hi, I'm John Fina from Performance Footwear. And a lot of people think that after I finished playing pro football, my health insurance would not be an issue. Not true. So when I needed a great health plan for me and my family, I called the folks at Ronstadt Insurance. They hooked us up with the perfect policy from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, and we couldn't be happier. So if you're shopping for health insurance, give my friends at Ronstadt Insurance a call at 721-4848. They'll be happy to help you. Oh, and when my mom and dad turned 65, my friend Jim at Ronstadt Insurance helped them find the right Medicare plan. Call the pioneers in good service at Ronstadt Insurance, and they'll help you buy the right policy the first time.
Ronstadt Insurance is a full-service insurance agency. Give us a call at 721-4848 or look us up online at ronstadtinsurance.com. Ronstadt Insurance is an agent authorized to sell health insurance plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother Jeff.
Hello, everybody.
And we're talking to Tom Hogan about Oktoberfest. We're also going to be talking to Anna and Joe in a few minutes about the Optimists in general. But we're just trying to finish off the conversation we're having. Folks can come out there on Thursday with three cans of food and enjoy all the fun activities we were talking about earlier.
Absolutely.
And then,
or they could pay $3. Or they can go online and pay... the online for $9.95 for 4-day pass.
For the whole week.
For a whole week.
And children 12 and under, no charge.
No charge.
And everybody else, regardless of age, $3.
$3. And it's been that way since 2002.
All right.
So we haven't raised our prices.
So and we're going to have your the website linked to FredandJeff.com, right. The electronic companion of right. Fred and Jeff Show.
TucsonOktoberfest.org.
All right. And so here's our segue. Tell us a little bit about the Optimists. Give us what's the mission of an optimist?
An optimist is one who believes in community service, and in particular, service for the youth. So, for example, there's 14 Optimist clubs in Tucson, and there are about 45 Optimist clubs in the state of Arizona. I'm just going to talk about a couple of clubs. The clubs that I'm most familiar with. But for example, if you were to talk to the Pueblo Optimist Club, they have an outstanding backpack program where they stuff under 1,000 backpacks and provide those backpacks to elementary schools in the city of Tucson. And in one instance, actually provided 80 backpacks to an elementary school in Caborca, Mexico. So just an outstanding group, the Pueblo Optimist Club.
This, again, reinforces why Fred and I do this show. And for those who have listened to us for a little bit of time, they understand that all the show is about is the great people, places, events, the things that make Tucson, Southern Arizona, a fantastic place to live. And
absolutely.
Here you got a group of folks, and we're not even talking about them today, but right. It's such a wonderful thing to do that you brought it up, and I appreciate that. I'm sure our right. listeners do, too.
Absolutely. And it's
Optimist,
just one of the small things
yeah,
that
you guys
happen.
Are all over the place.
Sure. And so, for example, we have a, in 2002, when I became an Optimist, I was introduced to the Uptown Optimist Club Christmas giveaway program, toy program. And we give toys to 75 boys and 75 girls from different schools around town. And those kids get a bag full of toys. And I can remember in 2002 when I asked one of the boys, I said, what are you going to do with all those toys? Still being new to Optimus. And the little guy said, go home and share them with my brothers.
Oh, that's great.
So when you hear stories like that, I knew at that point in 2002 that I was going to be an optimist for a really long time.
And so do you have to be invited to be an optimist, or how do you become an optimist?
You're invited to be an optimist. And as we're going to hear in a few minutes, a good friend of mine, Ed Ackerley, who works at Ackerley Advertising. He's
you
also
mean
a professor.
Dr. Ed Ackerley.
Dr. Ed
oh,
Ackerley.
Yeah.
He's a professor at Dr. the university Ed. And the college of, or the College of Business, I guess it is. He's a marketing professor.
Right, right.
So he and I, in 79, went on a trip to Europe together. And we went to Italy, Florence, Italy, to be exact. And then what happened is we developed this relationship over the years. Now he's a doctor of marketing at the U of A.
Of special things, yes.
Right. And having been working with him, I said to Ed, I said, Ed, it's been over the past couple of years because he's a friend of Optimus. He makes a donation instead of actually joining, and he's called a friend of Optimus. And I said, why don't you build an Optimus Club at the University of Arizona? He said, well, I don't think I could build one, but I think that my class, my marketing class, could take it on as a project, and they could possibly build an Optimus Club. And you know, with great people like Ann and Joe here, who are in Ed's class and who you're going to be hearing from real soon, it's very possible we can build an Optimus Club made up of University of Arizona faculty and staff. We're not going to the students yet. We're just going to start out with the faculty and the staff at the U of A. And these kids are going to actually invite people to become optimists. And so on the 13th of October
Reddington Cafe.
The Reddington Cafe. There's going to be a Optimist meeting, and hopefully we can sign up about 54 Optimists.
All right, let's introduce our two new guests.
We have Joe, and we have Anna from the University of Arizona, and I assume from Dr. Ackerley's classes.
Yeah. So you guys both are in Dr. Ackerley's class.
Every 8 in the a.m.
Now this is something that folks out in Radioland don't know, but
we don't have to tell
there's
them.
Five of us in here, and there's four microphones, so Joe's switching places with Tom now. So you guys are both in Ed's class,
yeah,
and it's a marketing class.
Yeah.
And so we heard Tom say, hey, let's see if we can get an Optimist Club started at the U of A. And you guys raised your hand and said, this is something we'd like to do. How did it start?
Or did Ed just say, you?
Do you want to pass my class? This is what you got to do. How did it start?
Well, our class runs as an advertising agency, so this is one of our projects for the semester. We have three. So it was who wants to take care of Optimist and start the club on campus.
All right. And what's the goal? To start the club, but you want it to
keep going, obviously.
All right.
And have at least 15, 20 members, and they can start doing whatever projects they want to do for children, for either on U of A campus or anything in the community.
All right.
And now, what are the basic requirements to start a club?
Well, you need 15 charter members first and foremost in order to get the club rolling, and then after that it can grow as big as it wants to be. It really it depends on how much involvement we can get from the faculty and staff.
Yeah, so, and neighboring clubs in Tucson can help out as well.
And are they helping you guys?
Yeah.
All right. This is kind of a unique thing, because usually you have Optimists, Rotarians, Kiwanis, anyone in a service club, they go out and start service clubs. You guys are learning philanthropy at a very young age. I mean, you guys are getting an education. And what a fabulous education to get by learning how to put one of these clubs together. Because the time that you're spending doing this, think about the difference it's going to make in some kids' lives.
Oh, absolutely. It's a good opportunity for us, you know, especially it's like Dr. Ackerley always says, is we'll have an opportunity to look back 40 years from now and say that we, were a vital role in starting this chapter. So it's a pretty cool opportunity
for us.
Well,
and think about, you know, you guys are learning a skill, a very unique skill. So when you graduate, get into the business world, you have the opportunity to do it again.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Do it again and again. Now, Joe, how old are you?
I'm 22 years old.
And are you a senior?
Yeah, I'm looking to graduate in May.
All right, and what's your degree?
Marketing.
Okay. And are you in any social clubs at the U of A? Or are you any philanthropic clubs at the U of A or any type of club?
No, I've done a few things of that nature, a few events, singular events, but I'm not in any clubs. So this is definitely something that's exciting for me to give back.
Brand new.
Yeah.
And are you from Tucson?
No, I'm from Chicago originally.
Really?
Yeah.
And when you graduate from Tucson, are you going back to Chicago?
Actually, hopefully not. I like the West Coast a little too much. It's a little too nice of weather to go back to Chicago.
You don't like the snow, huh?
The snow's good. That's what's good about going home for Christmas break. I get the snow for a month, and then I get to come back to the sunshine.
All right, that's great. So what's the one unique thing that you hope to take with you in doing this project? I mean, the one thing, when you started this semester, it never would have crossed your mind that you're going to take with you.
Oh, no, certainly. I think this is an event that's bigger than I was anticipating was going to come from a class like this. So it's definitely a cool opportunity. It's a good experience, like you said, for my future career path, hopefully. So it's definitely just good to work with my students and get the teamwork going and stuff like that. So
good for you.
Has this kind of activity ever been done on any other campus in the country
that you guys are aware of?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, not that we're aware of.
So it's a pilot program potentially. Yeah. And what grade are you in? What
I'm a senior as well.
You're senior. So is this a senior class you guys are both taking with Dr. Ackerley?
Yeah, well, pretty much marketing everybody's elective. Seniors.
Okay. And what are you graduating with? A degree in marketing as well?
Yeah, in global business.
And where are you from?
Nogales.
All right. Congratulations. Nogales, Arizona.
Yeah.
We have family in Nogales.
Oh, really?
Absolutely, we do. Yeah, we come from a long line of you know, Mexicans and immigrants. And yeah, our Aunt Norma still lives in Nogales.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, where'd you go to high school?
Nogales High School.
All right.
Only one.
don't that sound stupid.
I've been emailing Marky, who's our cousin.
Yeah, we have a cousin, Mark Padres. He's a Jesuit priest now. He went to Nogales High with U of A and is in Northern California now.
Right, he's in Northern California.
And his older brother, Jimmy Padres, is one of Arizona's best pediatricians. He lives in Phoenix.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, okay, so you come to U of A.
Yeah.
Getting your degree in marketing and global business.
Yeah.
Think about what you could do with this.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're giving back and also just figuring out how to plan an event. Like, it seems so easy, but
it's not
so much complex stuff behind it that you don't really think of.
Well, tell us, like what?
Well, first of all, it's kind of hard to just get to faculty and staff, because I know students would probably be really interested, but right now we're just trying to do faculty and staff at the moment.
Well, students are very transitory as well.
Exactly.
You're from Chicago, you're from Nogales,
right.
And you're going to get a job and go where that job takes
you. After 4, 5, 6, 7 years when they're, you know, graduating.
Yeah. Something like that.
So faculty makes sense.
Yeah.
And so you're out there approaching faculty saying, hey, we're starting this program. How are they receiving it?
Well, first it was research to see which colleges are more receptive to this. And then from there, like targeting which professors we want to get to, which staff we want to get to. So it's really a big project if you think about it.
And what have you boiled it down to? Which colleges?
Well, we got a lot of positive feedback from College of Humanities and College of Fine Arts, actually. We're targeting all of the colleges, but those more specifically.
So no one over in the medical school or the legal department?
Oh, medical school we did with UMC. So UMC seems to be really excited about this, especially because of the Diamond Center.
Right.
For the Children's
Hospital. The Steele Memorial Children's Center?
Yeah.
Is that the one we're talking about?
No. Yeah.
It's the Diamond Center. It's the Children's Hospital.
Cancer. Okay, yeah. Got it. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, so those they're guys very are excited. Interested. Yeah.
Great.
They definitely talked to Professor Ackerley and are interested in joining the club as well.
That's great. So you guys don't think you're going to have a problem getting 15 folks to join?
No, I think it should be relatively easy. We have a lot of buildings that we're going to, a lot of different sets of faculty and staff, the administration building, you know, all sorts of different places, not just the colleges. So we feel fairly confident.
Now, is the president or any of his staff want to become a member?
Oh, we hopefully. Can hope so. Yeah, he will definitely
hopefully
be approached.
Hopefully, he's listening right now.
So let's do a little exercise here. Let's pretend this is Professor Fred, and you guys are approaching Professor Fred. How would you pitch Fred to join your Optimist Club? Go ahead.
You ready for that one?
You want to pitch it?
Yeah. All right. Well, if we were going to pitch it, I would go to him. I would say, Professor Fred, you know, I understand that you're a fantastic person in the community. I know that you love to give back, even though with such limited time that you have with all your students and all your classes. I was wondering if perhaps you would like to have free lunch on us and learn a little bit more about the Optimist Club and what it can do for you and what it can do for the community.
I would go.
It's the free lunch that gets you. I mean, if you throw a free lunch in there, you figure you can get anybody.
Hey, right. Where's the lunch at?
It's going to be held in the Student Union, correct?
Student Union and Reddington Cafe is going to cater it.
All right. Excellent. That's great. That's great. And so that's the pitch. Hey, we'd like to buy you lunch, and we want to pitch you about giving back to the kids.
Yeah, and solely they get to just learn more about it. After that, if they don't want any more involvement, there's no pressure, but we certainly hope that they're interested in involvement, like becoming involved.
That's great.
So now, how far are you actually into this? It sounds like you've been doing a lot of research. How many teacher or professors, faculty, folks have you approached?
Yeah, how many have RSVP'd for lunch?
Right now, we've finalized all our invitations. We have the lunch on October 13th. So right now, hopefully all the students in the class are approaching their colleges and professors this week, and we'll get back to us on Thursday.
How many kids are in the class?
About 40?
Yeah, I'd say there's roughly 40.
You hope
it's
to have one
full
each.
It's a full-fledged. I mean, we're going to be hitting the entire campus.
So you hope to have 40 RSVPs for lunch.
Well, at least.
It doesn't have to be personal invitations. That was an idea that Dr. Eckley gave us, where it would be hard for a professor to turn down a personal invitation as opposed to a flyer in their mailbox.
Right. Well, it's hard for anyone to turn down a personal invitation.
Right. So that was an opportunity, again, where, you know, if maybe you're not having such luck going to the buildings that you're going to, you could personally ask a professor of yours that you admire, perhaps, or, you know, think would be appreciative of this opportunity. So
now, what professor did you ask, Joe?
I haven't asked one yet, but I have one in mind, yeah.
Yeah, I have one in mind as well.
All right, we don't want to jinx you guys. If you haven't told them yet, don't want the word to get out.
We'll call them up real quick.
They'll no longer have office hours for you.
Right.
Can't wait until after the 13th. Well, that's outstanding. Well, congratulations, you guys. We, as a long time, you know, I'm a native Tucsonan, the both of us are. We really, really, really celebrate and thank you guys for doing things for kids that can't help themselves. You know, and to learn this at such a young age, I just can't tell you how this skill that you're learning in this class is going to do amazing things for your future.
Well, thank you.
It really will. You'll be shocked at how giving back to the littlest person will just mean such a huge thing in your life. And we know that, Fred and I know that, because we come from a family of philanthropists as well. I mean, our dad joined everything. So subsequently, we are on a lot of boards, you know, whether it's Rotary or the Conquistadors or the Centurions or the Sportsman's Fund. And at the end of the day, you get greedy for that feeling, you know, and you'll be amazed at how good it will make you feel doing something like that for those people, for those little guys out there. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We've got a couple minutes left. What other projects do you guys have going in the class this year? Or is this semester, I would imagine?
Well, actually, yeah, we have two other projects, the first of which is our big project with Chevrolet. There will be events going on campus throughout the fall semester involving some of their new models with the,
the Cruze,
the Camaro, the Malibu,
the Equinox.
And what are you guys doing, just marketing those to your contemporaries?
Yeah, we're trying to promote the Chevrolet brand on campus because they're trying to do this across the country on college campuses. They want to kind of win back the
hearts and minds
of the college students, I guess, as you would say. You know, they're trying to get a more youthful target market, so they are hitting the campuses with their new models.
And then you give them feedback on what works and what doesn't work?
Certainly.
Yeah. We present to them our ideas, and then we're kind of competing against, 23 other campuses, I think, across the nation. So everyone's coming up with their own Chevy campaign, and because they're trying to...
Are there dollars at stake here for the school, for the U of A?
Not for the U of A.
There are actual prizes that we can win. As a class, yeah. So
every class gets a brand new car.
We wish.
We could try. And all then right. The third project that we have is for Megashark. Yeah, it's for Asylum International. It's a filmmaking company and
based out of L.A.
That's the 2-minute signal. We have minutes left.
We have 2 minutes.
Yeah,
not peace. So Asylum and
it's what's called Mega Shark.
Yeah, they make science fiction movies. It's Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus,
I believe.
Yeah.
Yes. So we're charged with promoting Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus on campus.
Okay. Just so you know, that's like my favorite genre movie.
It's a fantastic movie.
Oh my gosh. You realize you've just gotten yourself another spot on the Fred and Jeff show to come in and tell Fred all about this movie.
I would love to. Yeah.
Crocosaurus versus Dino, what's that?
Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus.
This is the second movie.
All right, after the show, we're booking you for...
It was Mega Shark versus...
The first one was the giant octopus.
I have a copy of it.
This is a sequel. We're supposed to promote the sequel. The first one already came out. It actually originally came out on MTV.com.
And it's Urkel's first appearance
Urkel is,
movie again.
Urkel is in the new Mega Shark.
You know you're getting extra credit right now for bringing that up.
Yeah, we were hoping so. Yeah. Oh, so hopefully Dr. Eckerly is listening.
We've been duped.
He's a listener.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, I've known Ed a long time. Ed was my volleyball coach when I was in grade school.
Really?
Yeah, he was.
He's ancient.
At that point,
he was
probably already
40. Man.
But when we started the show, we went to Ed and we said, Ed, what can we do better? What can we do? You know, what can we do? And that's how this kind of all happened. So we have a long, long, great relationship with Ed and his family. But again, thanks a bunch, guys, for coming in today. Thanks for what you do.
Thank you for having us. Absolutely.
I hope you get A's.
We'll try.
And let us know how the big luncheon goes.
Yeah, we will for sure.
Excellent. And Tom Hogan, thanks again. The Optimists, you guys do great work. Tucson, have a great week out there.
Yeah, go to Oktoberfest and...
go Pima Aztecs.
porque te adoro, eres mi tesoro. María Luisa, ¿qué estás haciendo?
This is Tucson's Jolt.
Hello, you're on the air.
AM 1330. KJLL, South Tucson.